listening to another Netcast production brought to you by the Fancy Pants Gangsters at fancypantsgangsters.com. Because those who can, do. Those who cannot, do it on the internet.
Fed Guide to Life.
The children listening.
The angry show. This is going to be a very angry episode.
Show on the net.
Which is funny because we're in a very pleasing place. It's a very calming atmosphere.
Yeah. I took my shirt off.
It's good. It's good colors. You know, it's very soothing atmosphere.
It's one of the more fancier places that we've ever been.
Yes.
I mean,
they
took our jackets for
They took our coats. I'm still wearing my work clothes. It's not the most stringent workplace in the world, but it's still work clothes, which we're going to talk about that in a second.
Okay.
But no, we are at Saffron in lovely... Is this technically Warehouse District?
I call it a Warehouse District, considering this is a warehouse, yes.
Well, yes, but I'm just... I don't know where the borders lie with the districts.
Typically where the warehouses stop.
There's warehouses in Northeast.
Yeah, but that's Northeast.
One of us will be dead by the end of this show.
I already promised us stabbing. So.
Yes.
That was just the car ride over.
Yes. We're at Saffron. We're here for a very specific reason.
Mm-hmm.
Aside from the fact that I've heard nothing but good things about this place. And we haven't had a very classy show in a while.
Because that's not just how we roll.
It's very rarely we do anything resembling classy. But as we mentioned on our Facebook page, the head chef and I believe founder of Saffron was on Iron Chef America
last night on
Sunday, we'll talk a little bit about that because I watched a little bit. Sameh Wadi.
Okay,
I might be mispronouncing.
You got it right on.
He went up against Morimoto, who it's kind of like going up against Shaq.
You can bring the thunder, but.
The secret ingredient was fish. It was mackerel,
mm-hmm.
And you don't go up against Morimoto with fish.
Is the secret recipe.
You're screwed.
Yeah.
Just give up. Just make mac and cheese and be done.
I bet he makes it too mean.
I bet you would. I don't remember the final score.
Right,
it's
some bread.
Ooh, okay. Thank you.
Oh, very nice. Thank you. I don't remember the final score, but unfortunately he did not win.
Okay.
I look forward to watching it in reruns here. So we've already been given our first batch of bread.
It smells fantastic.
It does. I'm trying to identify this cuisine, or I mean the smell. This place is an interesting cuisine style. It's a mixture of French and Moroccan. And I'm trying to think, there was a third one in there somewhere.
It's heavy on the Moroccan.
It's very Middle Eastern, but with a kind of a Frenchy Greek Mediterranean vibe, I guess you could say.
This is going to be fantastic.
I bet you it's going to be awesome.
This is a nice bread, and then we've got some hummus.
Hummus.
Which is just the funnest word to say.
It is one of the funnest foods to say. Now, you went with like some sort of seed bread. Which goes against all my principles.
Oh my God.
Sorry. Wow. It's almost like a peanut butter.
That made my mouth happy.
Let that one go. That is the most interesting tasting hummus I've ever had.
Maybe because it actually tastes like it's hummus.
Like it's supposed to?
No.
I'm used to the you know, Cub brand.
The Athanos.
Yeah. Huh.
I'm going to try your type of bread.
Okay.
Which you just had. Because that hummus was fantastic.
Yeah, hummus is very good. But the
other
seeds
on
the bread.
I'm going to stop saying it.
We should probably do that. Out of respect.
To the hummus.
Just get it out of your system.
Hummus. Okay, I'm done.
The bread's got an amazing texture to it. It's like a... It's almost like a cake.
They are two different bread, very different breads.
Yeah, I know they are.
My
well,
God.
I assume so.
Oh, yeah, but I'm just saying.
It's a good mix.
That's a very good mix. Some of the best like table bread that we've ever had.
Speaking of mix, we got drinks.
Yes, we did.
I want you to talk about yours first because, A, you have the drink menu closer to you.
Okay.
But,
well, keeping with tradition.
Yes.
As we are wont to do. On the show, whenever there's a mojito to be had on the menu, it has to be drunk.
And by extension, so do you.
Yeah. So I got their version of the mojito called the Cuban in the Middle East, which is Bacardi Limon, Cointreau, Mango, Lime, Mint, and Ginger Beer. This is one of the best drinks I've had on the show, period. It's fantastic. It's light. It's refreshing.
It's sweeter than I normally expect you to like. It's almost candy-like.
It's almost candy-like, but it's also one of those ones where it'd be, as we were saying before the show started, if I had about three or four more of these, it'd be a pants-off, dance-off. It's fantastic. Fresh mint. I like the ginger beer flavor. That's one of those things I've really gotten into, the different types of ginger beers.
Yeah, and ginger beer is all over the drink menu. Mm-hmm. And it's cocktails and non-alcoholic stuff. Mm-hmm. They've got a fair amount of non-alcoholic cocktails, which I was tempted to try.
But then
I realized I had to deal with you all night, and I needed at least one pull of liquor beforehand.
Thanks, bud.
No problem. So I had the seed bread.
What did you get to drink?
Oh, sorry. Yeah. I went with something called the Roots Rock Reggae Rum.
Does that mean Questlove is going to come out and give you a little
Questlove,
rundown?
Questlove, really? That's who you went with?
Roots. The Roots Crew? Nothing?
I know who Questlove is. It's more it's called reggae, and you go with you picked up on the roots part of it.
I did.
Despite the fact that Roots Rock Reggae is a Bob Marley song.
If it wasn't on
you
the
dare,
Legend
you,
album,
you,
I don't
you
know.
Dare, I think it even is on the Legend.
No, it's not.
It's not?
I guarantee it's
not. I don't even know. I have so many damn Bob Marley compilations they all kind of bleed together.
I guarantee it's not because that's one of those albums that I have got memorized front and back, and it's actually in my CD changer in the car.
Hmm. Well, this is it's an Appleton rum, which is a very good rum. It's a Jamaican rum. And weirdly enough, we've actually tried to investigate this. It's made on the Ray Plantation,
yeah,
which is my girlfriend's family.
You don't say?
We don't know if there's a direct connection or not, but yeah. The Appleton rum, it's a very good rum.
Your girlfriend doesn't look Jamaican.
No, but her families are whores. Like, that race of the family, they were all over the place culturally. So it wouldn't surprise me if they had a branch that went down to Jamaica.
They were the Thomas Jefferson family of the Caribbean.
Even worse. Really? Even worse. They're worse than my family, and I'm like half of Europe is in me. Yeah, it's Appleton rum, lime, pineapple, and dark spice bitters. And that's what makes this drink really interesting to me. Now, you had a sip. You hated it.
It was awful.
You did not like it. Mm. To me, that dark spice bitters, it almost...
I was mad at you for giving me a taste.
The dark spice bitters, it reminds me a little of when we did the place on top of Macy's.
Oak Grill.
Oak Grill, thank you.
Sorry, I was taking a drink.
I had a the essentially like a hard apple cider there.
Yeah, your fruity little drink, yes.
Your drink was like pink that night.
I was bringing on my feminine side.
Uh-huh. This is kind of what I wanted that drink at the Oak Grill to be.
Okay, I can see that.
Because it's got those kind of that cidery quality in that spice, but it does have a very obvious kick of rum to it.
Mm-hmm.
It will always be my drink of choice.
The unfortunate the thing that I think that was really overpowering about your drink was the bitters.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I do like bitters in most things. Mm-hmm. You know, let's say anything at Psycho Susie's Motor Lounge.
Yep. Lodge.
Lodge. I'm sorry.
It's close enough.
Are you sure it's Lodge?
I actually don't know now that you're making me second guess it.
Well,
no one remembers the Motor Lounge part.
Right.
It's always Psycho Susie's.
Yeah.
And everyone knows what you're talking about.
And nobody remembers typically when they end up there.
That's also
or how they get home.
Anyway.
But that amount of use in bitters, you know, that you know, it's not overpowering anything else in the drink, but it is adding something that little tang in the back of your throat,
mm-hmm.
which is usually with something that you add. At least that's what Heather says.
Heather doesn't like you. She wouldn't tell these things to you.
You're right. Heather does not like me.
Mm. She's a woman of exceptional taste.
Then why the hell is she with you?
Because I am exceptionally tasty. You set me up for that.
Remember all
and
those
you know
fans
it.
We gained on Facebook? That just gone. Just freaking gone. No shot.
I think that was rather clever.
It was clever.
Thank you.
But tasteful, not so much.
That's not what this show's about, though.
No.
So this is going to be a very interesting meal.
Yes, it is.
Because...
I'm going on a culinary journey. You're going
on a world tour or some sort of autopsy, I guess. You're taking organs from all over the place.
Like a gastronomical quest, if you will.
I like that.
It was actually hard for me to get out.
It's a hard word to say.
It's a big word.
And I'm getting something that I'm really excited for because it is a bacon I've never tried before. But we'll talk about that when food arrives. So there was something I was going to bring up, and you know, this being Minnesota, and this being right after the big playoff game.
I won't talk about it.
We won't talk about the game itself. Okay.
I'm getting all
sad. This isn't a sports show. Have more homas.
I'm getting all sad.
I don't want to talk about the game. Okay. And I mentioned this on Facebook. Okay. And I want to get your opinion of this thought. Okay. Once upon a time, I was sent home from work for wearing essentially like an old school style baseball jersey.
Okay.
But it was more of like a t-shirt, but it was a kind of with it had a collar and it had like the half sleeves and it kind of looked that old style baseball jersey.
The 3/4 sleeve and
yeah.
I gotcha.
I was sent home because for dress code reasons.
Okay.
Okay.
You're probably mouthing off too.
No. No. On Friday, before the game, I counted at least a dozen people in Vikings jerseys walking throughout
just a dozen?
My work.
Just that.
Well, I actually work at work, so I don't like look at people as they're walking around.
What are you saying?
Why is it that is acceptable in a business environment to wear a football jersey and not a t-shirt? Because to me, that smacks of a double standard. And I hate that.
I think that there are times that it's okay to relax the rule. Like when the mayor says, hey, encourage your employees to do this, to show solidarity behind the team.
The Vikings don't give a shit.
No, they really don't.
If the annoying woman who sits across from me is wearing her Randy Moss jersey. Which really? I thought was kind of funny, but, you know, whatever.
That's just tacky.
But no, do you understand my frustration with this?
I completely understand your frustration.
You know, part of it is just my complete lack of disregard for dress codes. Hi there.
Here's your beef kubeg over
Ooh.
Cucumber yogurt.
Oh.
And then I have your lamb brain.
Awesome.
Tomato and garlic confit.
All right.
Enjoy.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, so... With
I'm so scared.
You might have heard. You might have been one of the big reveals. Been lost on you so far, but we each got at least one small plate for ourselves. I went with this thing called the beef kubeg, which looks like a. I guess you could almost say like a mini corn dog.
A meat log.
It's like a corn dog about 3 inches. No, it's not 3 inches. It's about. Inch and a half, 2 inches. Here, unzip. I need a good 2 inch.
I was gonna say, your girlfriend always told you it was a nice size, didn't she?
Touche. But it's got some sort of breading on it. I'm not really sure what. Looks like it's got some sort of nut mixed into it, which wouldn't surprise me. That's over a cucumber yogurt mix with some mint sauce in here. So I'm kind of excited to try this. You, on the other hand.
That's a straight up. That's garlic.
Is that garlic?
That's garlic.
That's a piece of. Wow. What I thought was a small mini potato is actually a rather largest piece of garlic.
We're gonna cut that in half.
Yeah. So what did you get, sir?
Well, I got this tomato and garlic confit with lamb brain.
Lamb brain.
So we're gonna gonna cut the lamb brain right now.
Now, have you ever had brain before?
Never had brain before.
You've never had brain before.
I'm like really nervous right now.
You looking nervous.
Like, I watch Bizarre Foods. With
I was gonna say, looking at your, I'm spitting on myself. Looking at what you ordered,
mm-hmm.
You're kind of doing the Andrew Zimmern tour.
I watch Bizarre Foods quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, I always say to myself, I could do that. I could eat that. I've never had brains before. So, bottoms up. It's not much to look at. The unfortunate thing is that actually
it looks like a brain.
It looks like a brain. Oh, it's very good.
Really?
It's very good.
How would you describe it?
Slightly more foreign to it than a liver.
Okay.
And heartier. And there's something sour in there. It's not the... I think it actually is the tomato confit.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
can you explain what a confit is?
Tomato is... tomato confit is, I believe, is... Any confit is something that is roasted in its own juice.
Juices? Okay.
Yeah. I believe
that's one of those where I always hear it on shows, but I've never heard it explained what it is.
And if I'm wrong,
email us.
Well, email us, and I completely apologize, but I think that's what it is.
Okay.
It's because you can have meat, you know, different types of duck confit, rabbit confit.
Yep.
You know, the whole anything.
It's mostly meat.
Right.
I haven't seen a whole lot of vegetable confits.
Would you like to try some?
I would love to, and I want you to try this.
Okay. Should we just do a trade?
We'll just do a table swap, yeah. Or a plate swap.
Plate swap, home edition.
This is it is the most brain-looking thing I've ever seen.
Well, it's a little... When you get it down in front of you, it becomes a little scary. Does it not?
Yeah, no,
Now, you got to get the tomato and the garlic.
I'm working on it.
Shoot and mash.
Put the big piece of garlic there. It's almost
It tastes brainy.
That's one, but I don't know. I got like a weird like seafood vibe to it a little bit.
It's a little oyster like.
Yeah, oystery. So what do you think
of
mine?
It's not chewy.
No, it's not. It's very. It's as about as creamy a meat as you can get.
Yours would be awful if it didn't have the accoutrement.
Yeah, I'm not really digging this, and I'm sure it's authentic,
mm-hmm.
And I'm sure it's in the hands of someone that is used to and enjoys Middle Eastern food. I'm sure it would be very good. Unfortunately, I am neither of those people.
That's
so,
okay.
The taste is fine.
Mm-hmm.
What kills me is the texture of this.
It's dry.
It's extremely dry. And I don't know enough about what this is to say if that's supposed to be a little of the hummus.
Yeah.
I think we've already decided what we're going to call this episode.
Hummus.
We'll give this a shot here.
What do you think about the roasted tomatoes on mine?
Of course, you asked me a question right as I have a bite of food. I like the tomatoes, but that was all I tasted for a long time. Like, that's like the main taste you get, mm-hmm. when you do that. Even like having that big piece of garlic there, the tomatoes completely overpowered it.
The garlic is... Well, I think that's why, it's a tomato confit.
Mm-hmm.
It is... Can you hand me the menu again?
Oh, yeah. The food menu?
Yeah. Yeah, it's tomato confit, so mm-hmm. It is the tomato is the main brayer in it, aside from the lamb brain being the center stage.
Yeah.
And the most unique part about it, but,
That is bizarre. What gets me about this is, it's not with what I have, the beef kebab, it's not even so much that it's dry, it's gritty.
Yeah.
Which I don't expect. It's like a badly made sausage.
This would be one of those ones that you want to go home and do a little bit of research about.
Yeah, like I said, I don't know if this is good, bad, or otherwise. This may be exactly what they're expecting, and I'm just...
I don't think it's bad.
No, it's...
But I think that...
I doubt they would have a bad thing.
Did the hummus help at all?
It did, but I still... Then it just became hummus with grit in it.
Okay.
You know? I mean, that's the thing. It's not even like... dry meat. It's like gritty.
Can I try another bite of that?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not gonna.
You're done?
Yeah, I think I'm done.
Okay. So we're gonna roll some of that.
So if it does have a very good mint sauce kind of around the edge here. And the yogurt, the cucumber yogurt is something that it rivals Thousand Island dressing for me. And we know how much I love Thousand Island dressing.
Mm-hmm.
I've never tried it on a sandwich, but I'm sure it'd be fantastic. No, this cucumber yogurt,
okay.
Like a tzatziki sauce. This is pretty much what tzatziki sauce is. But
I'll try a little bit of this with the hummus.
Yeah, give it a shot. So
kind of deconstructing this.
Yeah, no, that's fine. Do whatever. But like I cannot stand yogurt. I can't. I like, and this isn't like I really, really don't like it. No, it's like if I smell yogurt, like if I'm in the same room as Heather when she eats yogurt, like my eyes go cross-eyed. Like I cannot stand the smell of yogurt. You put some lime sauce or lime juice and some cucumbers in it, I will fucking eat that with a spoon.
Yeah. Garlic.
Yeah, some garlic you throw in there too. Yeah, that would make it a traditional tzatziki sauce, yeah. I don't think there's any garlic in this though.
I'm going to move that plate over to my...
Yeah, you're just going to take it... You're just going to eat all of it?
Yep.
That's fine, man.
Take your fork.
I have a feeling I'm going to enjoy my baby animal when it shows up, so...
A lot of baby animal on the menu.
Yeah?
We had veal.
They had the veal, yes.
Even that, even better. A veal carpaccio. So raw baby
animal. Yeah, it's still mooing at that point. There's a lot of frou-frou food on here.
Right.
I mean, they've got the foie gras, they've got they've got a blue prawn saganaki, which I'm sure is fantastic.
A little shrimp and flaming cheese, how bad could that be?
Yeah, it's peppers, tomatoes, feta, and ouzo.
Sure.
Should have got that.
Yeah.
Granted, it is a $12 small plate, so... That is one thing about this place. This is total day place, but it's like expensive day place. I mean, you know, entrees start at $18. You know, not that that's bad, and for what you're getting, I think that's a fair price.
Right.
But you got to know that going into it. There's no burger menu on this list. I think the most pedestrian thing on here is...
There really isn't anything...
I'd say the beef strip loin.
There's like a chicken breast, isn't there?
There's a chicken, but that's got eggplant lovash, exotic spices, whatever that is, and tahini. But I think probably
anything we got at the bottom of the pan.
Yeah, but the beef strip loin, they've got a Parisian gnocchi, oyster mushrooms, and taleggio fondue. So that's probably the most pedestrian. Like if you're not familiar with Middle Eastern cuisine, that's probably the easiest. Granted, it's also the most expensive thing out here.
Lentil soup.
The lentil soup, yeah, I suppose.
They do have a couple of salads on there, don't they?
They have a beet salad, which is very Middle Eastern. It's yogurt, pistachios, and honey.
Well, that's fantastic.
I bet you that would be good. Mm-hmm. Granted, I don't like pistachios, but
do you even like beets?
I don't mind beets. I don't seek them out, but I don't turn them down.
I enjoyed the hell out of your beef.
Yeah, you did. Damn. You destroyed that.
That was really good.
And the texture didn't bother you at all?
No, actually, the more you mix it up, the more you break it apart.
Maybe that was my problem, is that I didn't mix it up as much as I was supposed to.
Break it up, mix it with everything?
You know what you should do? Like, if here's a tip for all you restaurateurs out there. If you have ethnic cuisine, especially an ethnicity that is one of the more exotic ethnicities, especially for your area. I'm talking your Ethiopians, your, you know, a lot of Middle Eastern food.
Yep.
Explain in the menu how it's supposed to be.
Give me a rundown.
Give me some basic instructions. You know, just because
I completely agree with you.
Because I wonder if there's a portion of people that, you know, they make that first step and kind of expand their horizons to do more ethnic cuisine and more kind of complicated food. And then they completely botch it. And they completely botch the execution. Then they do it wrong. And they do it how it's not supposed to be. And then they don't like it.
Well, it's one of those baby steps.
Mm-hmm.
But I completely agree with you. There needs to be, in most cases, like, and this is a perfect example, there should be some sort of how-to guide.
And it doesn't even necessarily have to be on the menu. Right. You know, have your servers explain to what this
agreed
is.
Yep.
You know, and if anything, that's just a cool experience anyway when you've got a server explaining how to do this. You know, and they can ask, like, you know, have you had this before? And
well, for a lot of eaters, excuse me, these days, food is as much of a learning experience as it is a dining and sustenance experience.
For the right eaters.
For a lot of eaters these days, you know, the
not enough.
No, not enough. Not by any stretch of the imagination. But for a good portion of eaters these days, or the cultured diner, we'll call mm-hmm. them, you know, that it's very important that they know exactly what they're doing when something is set in front of them.
Yeah, and, you know, there is that much more emphasis on, especially if you're doing food blogs and things like that, the explanations. And I would even say this, okay, here's a great example. We're big fans of HeavyTable.com.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We like James and the crew and all those guys. Do a great job. I tend to disagree with James on just about every one of his reviews of the places we've both gone to.
I am on the same lines.
But, you know, he makes the arguments for you.
Right.
Now, and this may not be, this isn't a shot at HeavyTable or anything like that, but I would almost extend the idea of explaining what things are to, you know, extend that to food writers. For example, very good.
I'm good right now.
Are you doing all right?
Yeah.
For example, HeavyTable just did a review of Subo, a place we just went to.
Mm-hmm.
They were not as glowing about it as we were.
Well, if you do remember back, we weren't glowing.
No.
We also gave it the benefit of the doubt that it was just open.
True. Which this review not really did.
Right.
But they were talking about, I forget what dish it was exactly. But they were discussing a dish about how I wish I could remember it just now, and of course I didn't prepare because I wasn't planning on talking about this.
I read the article as well, so if you could.
But they were talking about this dish that wasn't the traditional way of preparing it, but it was more like this other dish.
It was
like a creme fraiche or something like that, or like the execution was different.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
And again, I forget what it was. We'll throw a link to it in the show notes.
It was supposed to be a creme fraiche, I believe, and it came out something much heavier.
Something else.
Yeah, and, you know, not freshy at all.
And again, I don't want to seem like I'm picking on this particular reviewer. I don't remember who did it.
No.
But I've noticed this a couple times as I've been doing more, you know, food blog reading and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
That I don't know what half that stuff they're referring to is.
Right.
Like, you can say this dish was supposed to be X, but really was Y. That doesn't help me if I don't know what X or Y was. You know, and I realize that there's a point when you have to be like, you have to assume that your audience knows something.
Yep.
And, you know, you don't want to be the kiddie pool of food blogs. You don't want to be that, but give a little bit of more description in writing.
I think, you know, it's one of those things where it's assumed what the reader already knows.
Mm-hmm.
And he is writing to a specific, that, or he or she is writing to a specific person,
mm-hmm.
in mind when they do that. And to a certain effect, it is the responsibility of the reader to become educated themselves, but it does help to throw a bone.
Well, here's a great example, tying it back to where we are at Saffron, and again, the head chef was on Iron Chef America.
Right.
That is one of the things I really enjoy about that show, is that Alton Brown, you know, peace be upon him.
Sir Alton of Brown.
Sir Alton of Brown. if somebody's making some goofy, you know, Italian dish that, you know, if Mario Batali's busting out some ancient Italian recipe, he goes through at least a little bit of effort to explain what that is.
Right.
And that's one of the reasons why I enjoy watching that show, because it's like, okay, I may know that, you know, if you'd asked me a year ago what a carpaccio was, I would, no fucking idea. It's like, is this some sort of fruit? Like, I have no idea. Okay.
Quick aside.
Yeah.
Is Elton Brown the same guy as the Encyclopedia Britannica guy? No, all the 80s commercials?
I'd have to look. I don't remember those commercials, so...
Yeah, they'll crack you up. The similarities are ridiculous.
I don't remember reading that in his Wikipedia article.
They're probably not. I'm just saying they look a lot alike.
I'll have to look. And again, we'll find... If we find something, we'll throw on the show notes.
I apologize for the aside.
You know, apparently he's like a raging asshole.
He's born again too.
I know, this is beyond that.
Really?
Like, I was hearing stories. Well, and again, these are rumors.
He seems a bit elitist.
Yeah.
You know, I don't eat any processed foods. I don't eat any fast foods.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? Go screw yourself. Go fuck yourself. You know what? Nobody. You got lucky, sir. You got lucky with a hit TV show where you have the luxury of not being able to do that stuff. But I guarantee you, before you started this show, you were eating ramen noodles just like the rest of us.
Mm-hmm.
So don't act like you've been this way your entire life.
Yeah.
You haven't, Sir Elton Brown.
That's right. I mean,
please don't behead me and draw and quarter me.
We obviously respect... You know, we respect the show, we respect Good Eats, we respect all that stuff.
The food knowledge.
Yeah.
Food knowledge, absolutely.
And we applaud that the process that he went through.
Correct.
But at the same time, him of all people should know. Mm-hmm. Not everyone knows that stuff.
Right. And don't bite the hand that feeds you, my friend.
Mm-hmm.
Don't alienate the little people to get you there.
Exactly. But again, I'm basing this off of rumors and things I've heard, so don't need to needlessly besmirch.
Speaking of Mario Batali, though,
yeah,
they do not have him on that show enough.
Iron Chef?
Yeah.
No.
And I would really like to see him come back with like a daily show, because I can barely tolerate any of the ones I've got going right now. Like, think of one show that you can watch like during the daytime, Food Network, where you don't want to like. Where you're not feeling stabby.
Well, what about your Tyler Florence crush?
That's totally... Don't talk ill with Tyler.
I'm not talking ill.
He's usually on Saturday mornings anyway.
Oh,
so
okay.
10 o'clock.
Nigella Lawson?
She's not on enough, and I don't think she's on like the Monday through Friday type.
Oh.
It's one of those, like, she's like a Sunday morning at like 7 a.m.
Okay. You watch a lot of Food Network.
I watch a ton of Food Network.
Okay. You know that the show... the best whatever I've ever
best
eaten.
Thing I ever
best
ate.
Thing ever
yeah my mom and I go there, back and forth about this.
There's a woman on that show.
Okay.
The brunette, I think she's Italian. Not the food porn lady. That's Nigella Lawson.
No. There's another. I think we might actually now be on the same page now, where she gets really, really into explaining everything.
And she's hot, like really, really hot. No, you're thinking the dewdrop shaped woman.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
No, that's not.
No, she's not hot. No.
No, I mean she's cute.
She's okay.
Yeah.
You'd probably make a run at her, but that's.
People in glass houses.
Big rocks.
Anyway, no, this is a woman. I wish I knew her name. I don't know what show she does. I've only ever seen her on this. But I love her.
Really?
I just... She,
do you remember what she explained?
The only thing I remember watching that what she had...
It wasn't Big Head, was it?
No, it wasn't Jada. Or Teef.
Teef.
Teef. We're not going down that rabbit hole again.
Rooms.
No, just deep. God, no, somebody. Oh, I heard
it's
this
like
description.
A freaking cartoon.
No, I was.
Which Stewie Griffin?
Speaking of Nigella Lawson. And that I was listening to this other podcast, and they were talking. They got on the subject of hot TV chefs.
Okay.
They brought up Nigella Lawson, and someone else brought up Jada.
Okay.
And this other person said, "Oh, you mean Friskies?" And so they show these two pictures. Is a picture of Jada and the picture of the Friskies cat. And it was like bang on. And so now she like, that's all I think of now when I watch that show. Anyway, but no, this woman, no, she did like it was like a sandwich. It was like a peanut butter. It was like an Elvis inspired sandwich. It was like peanut butter, bananas, and bacon.
Sorry. Okay.
And then she had bacon vodka with it.
Okay.
Which just immediately made me fall in love with her. But she's like super hot, and I have no idea what show she's on. It really bothers me.
Huh.
Somebody call us now.
Exactly. It's phone and show.
Phone and show.
No phones.
Oh, I think I got a seed in my eye.
My mom and I go back and forth literally all day about regarding that show. And if I have something good, then she's like, we just discussed, you know, she has to eat out a fair amount with her work,
mm-hmm.
you know, being in the line of work that she's in. She also travels a bit as well.
You make her sound like a whore. She's eating out a lot. She's traveling.
You apologize right now.
I'm not saying that I'm not insinuating that she is. I'm just saying you're making,
I haven't made a comment about your mom in months. She's a married woman. Your mom is, but.
Yes. But no, I'm not saying that she is. I'm just saying you're making her sound like one. Fine. You make her sound like a spy. How about that?
There we go.
All right. Anyway, continue.
Anyway, so we go back and forth, and then she'll remember something. I'll remember something. And, you know, being that we're on, what, show 97 now?
Yes.
You know, we've got a run of food, you know, a mile long of good eats and you know, a lot of best things I ever ate
mm-hmm.
type of deals. So,
maybe when we do more video shows on Fancy Miss Gangsters, we'll do a... Not the best thing I ever ate, because that's probably copyrighted, but...
the best thing we ever ate.
I'm thinking that might be too close.
You think so?
Yeah. Ah. I forgot what I was going to talk about now. This is terrible.
It's okay.
I feel like a horrible person.
You are.
We did the game.
Mm-hmm.
There was a story I was going to talk about.
I do have the tie back to Tyler Florence on the best thing.
Go for that.
My brother and...
Oh, this is going to bother me.
My brother and his new wife, for their wedding gift that I gave to them, they went to San Francisco on their honeymoon, and I got them a gift certificate to Tyler Florence's Obsession episode restaurant,
okay.
which is Hog Island Oyster
oh, okay.
Company in San Francisco. So
yes.
It's just another way that Tyler and I are connected.
Whatever makes you think that.
It's the same thing as your Christina Aguilera thing.
That is ordained by the stars.
Similar. Same thing.
No, you made a choice.
You don't come between Tyler and I.
I'm not trying to come between you and Tyler. I'm sure you make a very cute couple. Your honeymoon will be at Applebee's.
I was wondering where you're going to go with that one. We'll share.
I'm really hungry. I want my food.
We're going to share a flourless chocolate cake.
Yes. Which seems wrong to me.
And beer in a Brutus-sized glass.
I've completely spaced. I'm so
pissed. It's okay. I usually have to carry the show anyway.
Oh, really? Cool.
Yeah. So you were speaking about the... We had a small kerfuffle.
You could say that.
Regarding the dress shirt underneath the jersey thing on Friday.
No, that was... We already talked about that. The fact that...
I was just kind of... We did kind of left it up in the open because the brains came.
I think what I need to do... Yeah. The brains are very interrupting
right.
food. No, I think I'm going to, like, find events that are coming around and wear appropriate attire for the event. And if anyone gives me crap...
This ought to get interesting. Oh, my gosh.
Thank you. Preserved
tuna in
this spot. You're welcome.
Carpaccio.
Lamb shoulder, and I'll be right back with your anchovies.
All right. Thank you.
I got dead animal. So did I.
I got dead baby animal.
I don't know why.
All right.
How you doing?
So food has arrived. This is not at all what I expected this to look like.
I kind of expected that.
Really?
For you, yes.
You turned this carpaccio.
I know. I was like, I don't think I ordered that.
I don't know why I did that.
Oh, it's all right.
It's all right.
The bleach is getting to my brain.
That's okay. Thank you.
Is there anything else I can
No, we're good.
Okay, great.
Thank you.
What's funny about that is that that was like the fourth choice of the what I was going to get.
Yeah. It was the universe telling you something.
Yeah.
Should have had the carpaccio.
Should have had the carpaccio. But
oh, what did you have?
I've got a plethora of foods that are going to...
I think it's a plethora?
Whatever. That are going to destroy me on the way home.
Yes.
I got... actually, you're going to need to hand me that. So I'm sorry.
Oh, that's fine.
I didn't realize you were taking it right there. I got the kofta meatballs, which is just a, looks to be a lamb and probably ground beef meatball with tomato harissa sauce, which was explained to us. Harissa is a kind of a ground chili paste.
Yes.
Indian or Middle Eastern chili paste with mint. And then I also got the white anchovies with harissa and preserved lemon, which look fantastic. Can't wait for those. And then because...
Yeah, those are all yours.
And because I have no regard for my body whatsoever.
No, or your loved ones.
I got the deviled eggs with preserved tuna, capers, and black olives.
Those are the strangest looking deviled eggs I've ever seen in my life.
Well, I gotta get this one before it tips over because we're gonna have a man down.
There's an entire pile of preserved tuna on this.
Oh wow.
It's like, have you ever seen like CSI show where someone's ripped out their eyeball and there's the big nerve sticking out behind it? That's what these look like. A nerve of preserved tuna.
There's a lot going on in there.
You're not making a happy face.
There's a lot going on in there.
Okay.
It's important to know.
As he chokes.
I'm not choking.
Okay.
It's hot.
Is it
really
hot?
Spicy.
Oh, really?
It is very, very spicy, which means deviled eggs and spicy deviled eggs.
Ooh.
I'm going to...
You might as well just get a donut, just a donut to sit on right now.
I'm glad I have baby wipes at home.
And we've just gone explicit.
That is surprisingly hot.
Wow.
Tasty. Oh. But hot.
All right.
What on earth did you get?
I got the lamb shoulder.
Okay.
Which again, we have several rules on the show. One, the cuter the animal, the better the meat.
Mm-hmm. So it tastes like a diet screaming.
Which means penguins must be just the most fucking delicious thing in God's green earth.
I prefer baby bunny rabbits.
Penguins are cuter. But we've got the lamb shoulder, which is ungodly tender. It's like it comes apart with a fork. Like that is well done. Like skillfully done, not well done. But it comes with a chickpea and harissa. Trying to read upside down now. It's terrible.
Lamb bacon.
But yeah, it's a harissa and chickpea. It's kind of, I guess you could call almost a ragu.
Yeah, that's a perfect way to describe it.
And I must say that the chickpeas look a lot like Captain Crunch. Or maybe not like Peanut Butter Crunch. The balls.
I was going to go with
which is
Cocoa Puffs.
Cocoa Puffs would also work.
Oh my god.
But again, much like the thing you had earlier.
Deviled eggs?
The confit.
Okay.
We've got the tomatoes and the big pieces of garlic in this as well. It's very good. I haven't had chickpeas a lot.
Yeah.
So I'm not terribly used to the flavor.
Yep.
It's good. It's a good kind of nutty flavor to it, which makes sense. But it doesn't have the nutty texture, which I really dislike. But there's little pieces of lamb bacon in this.
How is that for you?
I haven't had it yet because it's kind of getting overpowered by everything else going on.
Yeah.
But I'm intrigued by the idea of lamb bacon.
It's good. Very good.
Very good.
Thank you.
But this lamb shoulder is just perfectly done. And again, comes apart with a fork. That's amazing. Mmm. It's got a little like a tomato sauce on top of it too. It's absolutely fantastic.
This is gonna tear me.
It will. How's your other stuff?
The meatballs are good. They're good.
Mm-hmm.
They're not like, oh my god, this is fantastic.
They're meatballs. It's hard to get oh my god on meatballs.
The anchovies I would run you down to the car for.
Really?
Yeah, they're that good.
I'm not an anchovy fan.
It is one of those things that my grandfather would get on occasion. Anchovies, mm-hmm. sardines, oysters, but in the can.
Mm-hmm.
And would get them as kind of like, you know, grab a sleeve of Ritz crackers and go to town.
Yep.
But you never see them on the menu just as...
Very rarely.
Right. And it's better than anything.
It's better than in the can?
Well, it's, you know, it's better than the can, but it's also better than... You know, you'll see them on top of Caesar salads a lot, depending
yep.
on, you know, the more traditional northern Italian restaurants that you go to, you're going to find a lot more fish integrated
yep.
in the menu, but
yep.
also into that salad. You know, it's just going to be layered onto it. But they're so salty at that point. This.
Yeah, I mean, the one time I've had sardines, my old roommate would get sardines on pizza.
Oh, fantastic.
And I tried it once, and I almost moved out. It was just... And I like salt. My arteries are a testament to how much I like salt.
Clearly.
And it was just like, oh, I couldn't
do it. You gotta have one of these.
I'm not, no.
Come on.
Dude, you please. Know how much of spice was I am? After the reaction that you had.
That's not bad.
You lie.
If it was too much, I wouldn't take a second bite.
You can try it.
Go, just, you gotta pop the whole thing in your mouth. That's what
I found that. Found a piece of that lamb bacon. Oh. I could eat nothing but lamb if I wanted to.
The fact that they actually have it in bacon form makes the world go around.
Mm-hmm. God damn that lamb shoulder is good. Alright, I'm gonna try this. So what is the actual egg part?
Egg.
Oh, it's just the spices or anything
yeah,
like that?
Just all in. All in.
Okay. I'm gonna give this a shot. If this hurts, I'm gonna be upset with you.
It's okay. I'll be fine with it.
Right. You'll be fine with me
yeah.
being upset with you?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're a true friend.
It's a lot in one bite, by the way.
Yeah.
There's a party going on though.
Wow. You weren't kidding. There's a lot going on with that.
Mm-hmm.
And there's the heat.
Yeah. But it'll go away real quick.
Yeah, no, it's not bad heat though.
No.
I think you're a little bit of a pussy now.
No, well, you know what it was, is that I didn't expect it.
No. You don't normally expect spicy in deviled eggs.
You expect
They're
smooth.
About the most bland
exactly.
food out there.
You expect them to be sitting out for 10 to 15 minutes
that
before
really
actually
tasty.
Serving.
Wow. Wow.
Mm.
I'm wow, that's a.
If you want the other one,
no, I'm actually getting kind of full.
I'm too.
We had half of my food, so I have to finish the shoulder though.
Would you like a meatball?
No, I'll try a meatball. We're very sharing tonight.
You're not getting any.
No, I don't want any. I hate anchovies.
Ooh, they're good. You know,
that's interesting.
Meatballs are
they're
good.
Very minty.
Yeah, but that's okay.
No, it's not bad. No, even they're a little spice. You got a little kick to them too.
The thing I've learned about, you know, I've started cooking with a little bit more meat. I cook a lot of Vietnamese dishes lately, and Thai dishes for that matter. And mint is heavily used, but
mm-hmm.
I've also learned not to burn the hell out of it. You know, just be very, very careful with it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just it brightens everything. Makes the world go round. Eat the top off this last double egg here.
I just don't even want to talk. I just want to eat.
I know.
Oh, man. Love the size of their garlic pieces, too. I mean, this is like the size of a nickel.
That's a full clove.
Well, I know, but you don't see that often.
No, you don't.
Oh, man. This is a good idea we had.
The important to note, if you don't like oil
okay.
in your meat, in your food, period, this is not the place to come.
didn't think it was that bad.
Did you see all the oil on every single plate?
Well, you got anchovies.
Plate? Every single plate had different oil on it.
I don't think I think you're nuts. I think it's perfectly acceptable.
It's heavy oil. It's not bad. It's olive oil. It's fantastic. It's good flavor. It's good quality olive oil at that.
Yeah.
But it's important to note that if you are, you know, a person that is watching, you know, how much oils that you're taking in.
All right, fair enough.
Someone to definitely pay attention to. I can't wait for these last two bites here.
All right. What was that? A piece of lemon on top of there?
That's a radish.
No, that you just ate.
Radish.
Oh, that was a piece of radish. Yeah. Okay. Don't take that tone of voice with me, young man. He's making his O face right now, ladies and gentlemen.
Wow. Wow. I'm not even kidding you. That's... Wow.
He likes the anchovies, kids. I've never actually seen him like this. I think he's becoming a Food Network star, where he's everything is...
That's going on my
Yelmo.
That's going on my list.
Really?
Oh yeah, no question.
Wow.
No question.
Well, okay.
You didn't even finish your chickpeas. You
I am extremely full. I know.
You bastard.
I know. Well, here. So give me your thoughts on this while we wrap up here as I whip through what's left of this lamb.
Sorry, I need a drink of water there.
Sorry.
As a whole, they definitely had a bit of highs and lows.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. The bread was good.
Yes, very much so.
You don't like the seeded bread, but I do.
I didn't mind it. I
thought it was just very tasty.
I think it's flashbacks to when I had braces.
Okay.
This is traumatizing.
Yeah, seeds get caught.
But
definitely highs and lows. The Kube, what was it?
Kube
was good once you kind of explore what to do with it.
Mm-hmm.
It goes back to it needs a manual.
It does. It really does.
If nothing else, a PDF attachment. You know, something.
It'd be hard to get in.
A flash drive, you know, something.
You know what? Okay, here's an idea. And this may already be in existence. Someone should do like an iPhone app.
This is how you eat.
That's like a manual of how to eat different kinds of food.
I agree.
Or what to look for.
Completely. I like the idea.
I am.
All right.
As much as I want more, I just can't do it. So.
Are you ready for dessert? Desserts tonight?
No, I think we're going to pass on that one.
I'm good.
Thank you.
Sure. The Kube was, you know, highs and lows. I enjoyed the hell did I have in front of me?
The anchovies?
No, the brain.
Oh, the brain. Yeah, sorry.
The brain was a
good experience. Yeah, I would have that again.
Yes, I would.
Absolutely.
And I'm kind of glad that I had it where it was a good experience.
Yeah.
Because that would be one of those things that would definitely turn me off from having other types of brain.
Mm-hmm.
And I've had cow brain before in Menudo. And
are they still around?
Yeah.
You know, Ricky Martin was in that.
Did you hear the crickets? I heard them. Continuing.
They're not all winners.
No, they really aren't. But it was a good way, you know, where the brain was exposed. It wasn't mixed with anything else. You know,
there was no fooling yourself as to what it was.
Exactly. You could see the veiny and the nooks and crannies and the valley, peaks and valleys. So it was scary. I'm not going to lie. It was one of the scariest food moments that I've ever had.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you very much. But it was good. I
This is where I have my heart attack.
I thoroughly... This is bad. It's bad. It's bad. I thoroughly enjoyed the...
You better fucking enjoyed it.
Wow.
This is probably the most expensive show. This rivals Fogo de Chao.
No, it doesn't. Fogo de Chao was like nearly $200.
No, it was not $200.
It was like $150.
This is the second highest we ever had on the show.
I thought it was worse than that. I'll be completely honest. I thought it was going to be at least into the hundreds.
You thought so?
Completely.
I'm not saying I feel ripped off or anything like that, but it's an investment. Everything we had totaled up to about $85 plus tip.
Right.
So it's a bit more pricey. It's not an every week kind of place.
And it was another $10 drink night.
Yeah, yours was 10.
Yours was 9.
Yeah, mine was 9. Yeah, sure.
So, that being said, lamb brains are good. The meatballs that I had were good.
They were good. I'd like them in something.
I'd want them on like a orzo pasta or something like that.
That could be good. Yeah, you
know, something small.
Something to work with that, because by themselves they were just kind of.
They were there.
They were nice, but eh.
Yeah. Deviled eggs.
Odd.
Maybe our best showing of party in your mouth type of deal.
Yeah, yeah.
Like almost too much going on.
Almost, yeah. It rode that line of just being
slope.
Too much.
Yeah. And then the my anchovies. Wow. I mean, seriously, was, you know, I know we've said this a lot lately, you know, we've had really good meals lately.
Yeah, we've had a good run.
We've had a good run. That was...
You do realize the show, like, 100 is going to, we're going to, like, get food poisoning.
Probably.
At this rate.
No, I'm pretty sure what I just ate is going to give me some sort of food poisoning.
Well.
But that, those anchovies were, you got to come out here for those.
If you like anchovies.
If you like anchovies, if you like fish.
Okay.
If you like fish, if you like sushi, if you like seafood, that's a must. And okay. $5.50, I'd eat
for
about...
For four of them? That's not bad.
For four of them, I'd eat about 6 or 7 plates of those.
Yeah. Hmm. Well, we talked about the kibbeh, which I had.
Mm-hmm.
And my lamb shoulder was phenomenal.
Broke apart with the
pork. Yeah, which is, I mean, it had a good flavor. It had a perfect texture. It worked with that chickpea and tomato.
Your
confit.
Your piece of lamb was everything that my lamb ossobuco at Patrick's was not.
Ah, okay.
The more I think about it, mm-hmm. you know, that was done. Yours was done perfectly. Mine was like. Wow, here it is. It's just got nothing to show for.
Yep.
So, sorry to interrupt.
No, you're fine.
Thank you two for coming in today.
Oh, thank you.
Have a good night and come back.
All right. Well, he definitely will be. we should mention the drinks before we take off.
Yes, we should.
I really liked my drink.
And I really liked my drink.
And I really liked your drink, but you did not like mine at all.
I would never order yours again.
Really?
Ever.
I'm kind of interested because that's the first drink I've had with bitters in it.
You know what your drink reminded me of?
What?
The stuff that came out of the faucet in the money pit.
See, why you gotta besmirch
the drink?
Why the hate? That wasn't that bad.
It was not that good, and it was definitely one of those things. It tasted just as bad as it looked.
It was not a visually appealing drink. No.
And I think that you know you. Just as much as you eat with your eyes, you drink with your eyes.
True, but again,
it was not. It was. I
really liked it. It was exactly what I expected in the sense that it was a dark, cloudy, cidery kind of drink.
Mess of a beer. Mess of a drink.
it's not for everyone.
If you're looking for something that came out of the faucet in the money pit, by all means.
You're just so wrong.
Hey, but that's fine. Out of the walls and the Lost Boys.
Yeah. Nothing came out of the walls and the Lost Boys.
Yeah, there was a scene where they pushed one of the guys into the
No.
I watched it this weekend.
No, obviously not that intensely.
Blinded by
I watched that movie about once a month.
Blinded by Kiefer Sutherland's mullet.
It is a fantastic
movie. There's no way you, of all people, can stand that.
I love that movie.
Really?
I love that movie.
Really?
Yes.
That surprises the crap out of me.
I've talked about my love affair. I think I talked about it.
I think it's with the Corys is what it is.
It was one of the first instances of the Corys as together. Okay. You had Kiefer Sutherland in his prime, his first prime, I should say.
Before he started yelling and shooting at terrorists.
That was his second prime. It was a great alternative vampire story that didn't involve sparklies. You know, it's a great movie. And I know I've talked about this before.
I know what it literally was for you. It was Diane Weiss.
And Jamie and Sigler. Not Jamie and Sigler.
No, it was, I know who you're talking about.
The woman in that. There was two women. One was Diane Weiss.
The girlfriend.
Yeah, I can't think
of it. Oh, this is going to bother. She was
Jamie Gertz.
Very good, sir.
Thank you. I knew it was a Jamie. I bow to your movie knowledge. I know we've talked about this on the film art before, but I'll just to reiterate, Lost Boys was one of those movies that was always shown at 2 p.m. on a Saturday on Channel 9, back before it was Fox, back when it was just a local just above UHF kind of station.
Yep.
And that was their go-to movie for, you know, those afternoons. And I watched that movie hundreds of times growing up.
You got a little emotional.
I love that movie. No, it is honestly like one of my top 10 movies of all time.
It's like me and Police Academy movies.
You know what? fun fact, never seen a Police Academy movie.
You're missing out. It's 80s goodness.
I highly doubt that. So here, you want to wrap this up while I sign this ungodly large check?
Well, this has been the Well-Fed Guide to Life. We are brought to you in part by the Four Firkins Specialty Beer Store. Questions or comments can be wrote to us. Emailed to us. We have a Facebook page that is immensely popular.
We do.
Become a fan, for crying out loud.
Yes, especially if you are a fan of just Fancy Pants Gangsters, we've got show pages for each of the shows now. So if you're just a fan of us, or you're especially a fan of us, or whatever, if you like the show, you're a fan, and we love you forever.
Absolutely.
You brought Four Firkins?
Yep. Hot chart.
Hopchart.com. We're not technically sponsoring us yet.
You can follow us on Hopchart.com as well.
Yes. You are Well Fed Dave.
And you are Pants Commander.
I am Pants Commander. I have not added to it in quite a while.
And I went...
You just look like a lush.
I had a big weekend. Not really. I stayed at home and got drunk.
And what was awesome about yours is you kept entering yours at like 1:30 in the afternoon, so it looked like you were drinking at work.
Well, the problem was I went to a tasting and took notes.
Oh, okay.
And so I had all these that I had.
You wanted to chronicle.
And so I did that, and then I bought like $60 for the beer at our sponsor, you bastard.
Kiwi motherfucker.
I know. I go in there and it's just like, here's my credit card. Go nuts. Tell me what I should drink. But, follow us on Hopchart.
Yes, follow
Dave,
us on
Pants Commander.
Pants Commander.
And keep listening to the show and follow us on Facebook. Find us at Well Fed Guide.
Let's wrap it up.
We'll wrap it up.
We need to have something funny to say, though, at the end. We always have something funny to say.
You know what's kind of funny? Everclear's coming down the street.
They are.
That's plenty funny.
That is pretty funny.